Since we celebrate the feast of Mary, Mother of God, on New Year's Day, may I take this opportunity to wish you all a happy and peaceful New Year, and praying that the Lord Jesus and His Mother Mary may enrich your lives during the New Year with the abundance of God's blessings. Today's feast of Mary, Mother of God, is a very appropriate way to begin the new year, reminding us to rely on the powerful intercession of our Heavenly Mother. The Church observes this day also as the World Day of Peace and invites us especially to pray for lasting peace in the world throughout the new year. We honor Mary primarily because God honored her by choosing her to become the mother of Jesus, the second person of the Holy Trinity, when he took on human flesh and became man, as stated in the scriptures. The angel said to Mary, "You are going to be mother of a son, and you will call him Jesus, and he will be called the Son of the Most High." Today's first reading gives us the beautiful New Year divine blessing for the book of Numbers. In the second reading, Paul reminds Galatians and us that God's Son has become one of us through Mary, and it was through him that they have become the children of God. The gospel today speaks of the shepherds of Bethlehem who sent an example for how we should start the new year. The shepherds were considered so impure and sinful that they were excluded even from official religious life. Yet the eyes of God rested upon them. This night was filled with hope and light and gave sense to their lives. Those humble shepherds became the first Christians, if you wish. They heard the word of the angel. They left the flock and headed for Bethlehem, where they were told to go. Once at the stable, they saw a child, a humble baby lying in a manger. And as the evangelist says, when they saw this, they made known the message that had been told about this child. The gospel tells us that the angel had spoken of the child to the shepherds, but Mary must have spoken to them as well when they came to the stable. Certainly Mary introduced Jesus to them, and probably without her they could not have understood the mystery that was before their eyes. Mary, however, knew who her son was. In fact, she very carefully kept all things and pondered them in her heart. The liturgy today, with incredible tenderness, invites us to look and to celebrate and venerate Mary as Mother of God. It's been a few days since Christmas, when our eyes fell on this little baby and all the small and weak for this world. Mary holding Jesus on her knee is one of the most familiar images. In the tradition of the Church of the East, the relationship between mother and the son is so strong. There is never found an image of Mary without Jesus. And indeed, without Jesus, there is no Mary. She exists for the Son. And her task is to show him to the world. This is the icon of Mary, the mother of Jesus, but it is also the icon of the church in every believer to embrace the Lord with love and show him to the whole world. It is a well-established tradition that the first day of the year, the church come together in praying for peace. It is also, it is to say that we begin the new year by taking the first steps towards peace. These were the first steps of the shepherds. They are also the first steps of every disciple of Jesus and all people of good will. The beginning of this new millennium has already seen tremendous tragedies, and the horizon seems marked by the escalation of terrorism and war. It is urgent that people give up their weapons and seek peace through dialogue and debate. It's not enough to perform gestures of goodwill, but to work to achieve peace in all aspects of human life through ways of justice, forgiveness, and peace. But we know that peace, while requiring the strong commitment of humanity, it is a gift from above. It is the fruit of the Spirit's love working in the hearts of people. For this reason, the prayer for this new year is the ancient claim of the angels: peace on earth to those whom God loves. We thank you, Lord Jesus, in whose hand our lives depend on, for the gift of a new year. Our sole purpose is to love God, and every moment should be a gesture of love towards him. This will bring joy and peace to our hearts. We have left behind a difficult year marked by violence throughout the earth, terror that prevents serenity, and growing crime which lacks respect for life and property. It is so wise to look at our past and learn from it, but always entrusting God's mercy as we ask him to guide us in the future. It is good to give thanks to God the Father for the gift of life and for the good we have done as a result of God's love, because not everything is bad in our lives. But think also of the good accomplished by individuals, families, societies, and the world. For example, the great good the volunteers do anywhere, the work of many associations that deal with the needs of the poor, all the acts of charity that are done in the name of peace. These acts of charity are the true frontier of peace. It is here that love and peace reign. Peace is for today the message of the Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI, for the World Day of Peace. Every person of every culture has a yearning for peace. Therefore, we should all be committed to serving this great good. All people belong to the same family and should transcend any historical and cultural difference in order to come to the awareness that we share a common destiny. Only in cooperation, not opposition, will peace reign. These simple truths are what make peace possible. The definition of peace changes. It's not merely the absence of war, but citizens living in a society governed by justice and goodness. Can we possibly commit to truth and peace? It is a matter of goodwill, just as violence or war is frightening demonstrations of how far selfishness in man can go. Love can, if you will, build cathedrals of peace. Cathedrals have four pillars: a passionate search for truth, freedom for all, true justice, and solidarity. Peace is to live face to face with each other, not with our eyes closed. Peace is to lay the ego aside and build relationships throughout words and communication. Peace can happen in our own backyards, not only in the office of the powerful. It is good to start this new year in the name of peace, thinking of Mary, mother of Jesus, who was certainly very unique and who should be imitated. Mary understands suffering. Mary understands suffering, brothers and sisters. She was refused hospitality and was forced to give birth in a cave. She fled into Egypt to escape Herod and suffer the humiliation death of her son on the cross. As our mother, she understands our joys and our sorrows. I remind you today to turn to Mary, offer her your hearts and prayers. She knows how to comfort us. And then, dear friends, in this special journey, it will be right now to pray with Saint Francis. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me show love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.